Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Adam Burris will join us in a moment. Troy Murray's here. We got a bunch of questions, Troy.
Let's get to them.
That have backed up. Oh, we also want to say hi to the people in Lake County in Crown Point, Indiana. They wanted to remind you the Lake County Fair opens August 2nd through the 11th. And, of course, we're happy to remind people of that. How do you signal a line change? This is a question that comes up all the time. How do the players on the ice know it's time?
Patrick Waugh was the coach for the Colorado Avalanche for 1 year, I think it was. He whistled.
So when you hear that sharp whistle.
But it drove people crazy because he would whistle at about 35 seconds, 30 seconds, and everybody's supposed to come off the ice. Other than that, coaches don't have a system where they whistle or anything like that. You just kind of know when the time is right. You can't change when you're in your own end, when you're going to head down towards the other end. That's probably the best time to get off there, get somebody onto the ice with fresh legs.
What if you are in the zone? Or let's say you're skating and it's your time to get off, but you see something and you know there's a slot, there's a spot I can get to, you know, and it's your time to get off the ice.
They never want to take away that creativity. And if you're Patrick Kane and you see something, chances are the coach isn't going to say anything.
Yeah, if you go 45 instead of 30.
If it's Adam Burrish.
Different story.
Who we're going to have on here. Different story.
Different story.
Get off the ice, kid.
Speaking of Adam Burrish, 832 texter, do the players do much talking to each other on the ice? Now, I know Burrish never shut up.
He was a chirper. There's some guys who don't say a lot, and there's guys that just drive you nuts. And Adam was one of those guys. But he knew that was part of his job. Andrew Shaw's one of those guys, always trying to get under the skin, get somebody off their game. And that's part of the routine for some of the players.
We'll get Burrish on here in just a second. 708, why do the Hawks have such a difficult time scoring when they have a 5-on-3? They did blow a lot of 5-on-3s last year.
Yeah.
You don't get those that often.
And Joel used to say that if you can't score on a 5-on-3, you don't deserve to win the hockey game. You know what? I thought last year they overpassed the puck too much. Rather than take shots, they're trying to get too fancy. And what you have to do is 5-on-3. I mean, you've got two men extra out there. Move the puck around, shoot. Take advantage of the fact that you have extra guys out there. Get the defensive penalty-killing system structure out of their comfort zone. If you move the puck around, they can stay in that. When you shoot pucks and there's rebounds and pucks are going different ways, that's when you start to create some havoc, some chaos. And when you have the skilled players like the Blackhawks do, that's when you can take advantage of Patrick Kane's hands and ability to see what's there by getting the other team's defensive.
You got two extra guys. Throw the puck in there.
Well, you should, but you got to get those guys out of their comfort zone, the defenders.
Last question, and then we get to Burrish here. Face-offs. What's the key to winning face-offs, Troy Murray?
So many different ways, and the Blackhawks.
What was your way?
It depends who you're going against. You have to know the linesman, how they drop the puck, where it is on the ice. Are you going forehand, backhand? Are you trying to set a particular play up? Are you going forward?
So it's not just about control of the puck.
No,
there's a point to it.
Bottom line is you have to get in there and get gritty and get dirty. And Jonathan Toews is great at it. The Blackhawks have been lacking in that department.
Well, you were great at it when you played.
I was good. Huh. My claim to fame is I am in Playboy.
I don't remember that.
There's no pictures.
By the way, I don't remember that issue. I feel like I've seen a lot of it. What were you in Playboy?
I can tell you the issue.
What were you in Playboy for?
They interviewed Mario Lemieux. He was one of the main pieces in there. And one of the questions were, who was one of the hardest guys to play against in the faceoff circle? And he mentioned my name.
Deal.
So I'm in it.
Yeah. Well, you always had Lemieux's number. You're the reason Lemieux retired. Adam Burrish joins us now, or as I like to call him, Vanna, as he and I will host a multitude of games tonight. Hello, Vanna.
How are you? That's a tough lead-in, Steve, because I was never in Playboy, so I don't know if I've got good stories for you here this morning.
No, but you've seen Playboy many, many times.
Yeah, I have. I don't have one here in front of me now. No.
Well, it's different. It's digital. So here's the deal. Tonight, variety show means you and I are hosting, I think it's three separate game shows. Bob Verdi is going to be there, the great Bob Verdi.
Love yeah. Bob Verdi.
He's the best. He'll forget more stories than we ever have to tell. And that's just some of the action. We've got a band or two there as well, and we'll do that starting at 8 o'clock for people coming to the convention. Have you ever done a game show before?
You know what? Last year I did a Family Feud. Troy Murray was there. He was part of the show also. We did a Family Feud show, and that was the first game show I've ever hosted. I watched a lot of game shows, but I got you here with me this year, so it should be no problem.
Can you believe how bad we were at giving the answers last year?
That was embarrassing how bad we were. That family smoked us.
Yeah, just feeling the pressure. You know, when you're watching,
it's harder than it looks.
When you're watching the games on TV, you're like, okay, I got the answer, no problem. When you're under pressure and everybody's looking at you, I folded.
It's a whole different world.
I panicked.
Now, I know you weren't awake earlier when we were talking about this, but if you think of Wheel of Fortune, you got Pat and Vanna. Pat's older and less attractive. So tonight, I'm Pat, you're Vanna.
I don't have to wear a dress, though, do I?
If you have one.
I don't, so I'm just going to stick. Well,
good
stick
answer.
With the suit, but yeah,
but it's going to be fun. What else are you looking forward to with the convention?
I always love it every year because you get these guys. You know, now that I'm like you and Troy. Now I'm a media guy. It's fun to get these guys out of their comfort zone. So you get to see some of these guys not in hockey equipment, not in the hockey setting, where now they've got to give you some outside the box answers. They've got to laugh a little bit. They have some fun, and they seem to really enjoy it. The guys open up. They play these games. They're engaged in these games. I love those panels. I love when they get these guys and you get to sit down. Some of them are fun and they're game shows. Some are cool and you hear about, you know, Patrick Kane's training, or you get the kids' press conference. I just think the Hawks do a really good job with that, where it's different. It's not, hey, how'd the game go today? What'd you think of your power play today? This is, you get to know these guys, and I think that's what's really fun.
Yeah, and you were just talking earlier about how good a job that Burrish is doing on TV.
He does a fantastic job.
Really?
I really enjoy watching and listening to you. You're doing a fantastic job. Well done.
I've had fun doing it. Pat Boyle does a good job. He makes it easy for us. And then having, you know, Jammer and Steve Conrad and Sharp, and doing it with friends really, really makes it enjoyable, at least for me. And I just try and go out there and talk how I would talk to you guys, having a beer in the afternoon or at night, whenever. I just try and kind of communicate that way, and I just try and have fun. As you can tell, I got no problem talking, and I can get distracted easy, so I just need to keep myself entertained as much as everybody else, so I hope I'm doing that.
I feel like I gave you the pep talk that got this started. It was at your golf tournament. It was at the Blackhawks alumni tournament, and those things are not fast, and Burrish was sitting in a golf cart, and we were either the group behind or the group ahead.
Yep.
And I went over and talked to him, and I said, man, you got to be doing TV. You see, think?
I remember that.
I go, yeah, you got to be doing TV.
There's a reason why you and I are doing radio.
Yeah.
Dave, you're kind of, you could do some TV.
It starts with hairline.
But, what
are you going to say, Adam?
I was going to say, if they keep Patrick Sharp around too much longer, I might be doing radio too, sitting next to him.
I don't know. 224 texter just hit me with Adam Burris is a handsome, handsome man.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight. Dave Edit, last question for Adam.
Yeah, Adam, how much are you looking forward to the celebration of the 2010 Stanley Cup team getting together with some of your teammates?
That's fun. We have a panel this year that we're going to sit and talk about that. And
I'm hosting that.
Are you hosting that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Good.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll just take the softball questions. You can give the meat to everybody else, but no. that should be neat. It'll be that'll be fun. It's fun to get back together. And I was thinking about it. I was actually talking to Patrick Sharp. He just got back in town for the convention too, and it's 10 years since that happened.
Isn't that crazy?
And so I didn't realize that. I never thought of that. I felt like it was a couple years ago. I guess that means we're getting a little older. But yeah, it'll be fun. And more guys are coming back this year than had in the past. I mean, like, to get to see Chris Versteeg and to hang with him for the weekend will be fun. He always puts a good show on. So
is he going to get up on stage and do a little rap for us?
He better. Troy, if he doesn't, we got to egg him on to do that.
I don't think it takes a whole lot.
I believe Burrish and Versteeg are voted most likely to be causing a problem that will cause a meeting that will cause trouble later.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I will say this, that of 10, 13, and 15, the best team was 10.
Well, there you go.
I think that team, Adam, maybe you disagree or agree, that team, if you wanted to play it one way, they could do it. If you wanted to play it another way, they'd be more than happy to go that way as well. So, I mean, to me, that was just the well-rounded, balanced team that had a little bit of everything.
Strong declaration.
Yeah, I agree. And I can guarantee you none of those other teams had more fun than that 2010 team either.
So true. So true.
Sure. All right, Adam. See you tonight, man.
All right. See you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
That's Adam Burrish.